From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Tensions are high in the Palestinian territories after U.S. President Donald Trump vowed to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Robert Berger is there.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Protests have begun in several cities around the world, and there are concerns that violence could spin out of control later on Friday when thousands of Muslims attend weekly prayers at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Britain and the European Union have announced a breakthrough Friday on terms of the country's exit from the EU. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Brexit negotiations should now move on to trade talks.
On the basis of the mandate which was given to me by the European Council, the Commission has just formally decided to recommend to the European Council that sufficient progress has now been made on the strict terms of the divorce.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase, to talk about trade and security, and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship that is in all of our interests.
From Washington, this is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces from eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Tillerson met with his Russian counterpart Thursday in Vienna.
Our first priority is to stop the violence in east Ukraine so that we can begin a process of implementing the elements of the Minsk Accord that the parties have agreed.
The 2015 deal signed in the Belarusian capital of Minsk called for a ceasefire between Russian-backed separatists fighting Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine, a conflict that has left more than 10,000 people dead. Wildfires continue to race across Southern California as strong winds make battling the blazes nearly impossible. With wind gusts of up to 145 kilometers per hour expected to continue through Friday afternoon, Los Angeles County Fire Chief Darrell Osby is warning people to remain alert and be ready to evacuate at the first sign of danger. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified before Congress Thursday, just days after President Trump sharply criticized his agency on Twitter. On Sunday, the president said the bureau's reputation was in tatters. Wray defended the FBI, saying its men and women were respected and appreciated by law enforcement agencies around the world.
The FBI that I see is tens of thousands of agents and analysts and staff working their tails off to keep Americans safe from the next terrorist attack, gang violence, child predators, spies from Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran.
Republican members of the panel said they agreed with Trump's assessment of the FBI, saying the Bureau's handling of the Clinton email investigation had inflicted severe damage to its reputation. Australia has formally approved same-sex marriage. A bill legalizing the practice was overwhelmingly passed Thursday in Parliament's lower House of Representatives. The measure changes the definition of marriage from the union of a man and a woman to the union of two people. The law formally takes effect next month. During a holiday visit with patients and staff at a children's hospital in Washington, Melania Trump was asked by a 10-year-old boy where she would spend the holidays if she could go anywhere in the world. Her answer? Ms. Trump said she'd spend the holidays with her family on a deserted island, if she could. Ms. Trump and the president are expected to spend the holidays at their estate in Florida. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.